Larry, Curly, and Mo, come over here. This is actually Michael Weiner, and this is Chris and Wes Peters.
Say Chris's last name. Agalostos.
Yeah, that's why I don't say your last name.
Agalostos.
Yeah, now you know why I just said call him Chris. All right. So I've been working with you guys how long?
6 weeks.
6 weeks? 16 years. Sorry. 16 years. These are the representatives of Swiss America. Okay, I do business with them. I've done business with them. I have moved in and out, okay? In other words, I have made a purchase. I've held for some time. I wanted to go to something different, a different kind of coin. At one point, I cashed out because I wanted to go invest in something else. And I just pack it up. I send it to Wes. Within about, 72 hours, I had a check back in the mail. Then I moved back into something else later when I watched the market dip and I did some dollar cost averaging. So in other words, this is a company I've been working with for 16 years. I met them through Michael Reagan. That's who gave me my start in talk radio in 1995. Michael and I are still friends. I was texting with him yesterday. You guys see him on my show periodically. That's how I came to know about Swiss America. Michael Reagan's like, you really need to meet the owner, the founder, the CEO of Swiss America. And so I did, and they started sponsoring all of my shows, all of my conferences. How many of my Worldview Weekends have we traveled to together?
Oh, God. A lot.
That's a very precise answer.
I know we did, 1 year we did 10 cities in 10 days across Texas, 1,200 miles in a rental car, 12 hotels in 12 days. That was probably the biggest one, but a lot.
Then we did 10 cities in 10 nights throughout the Midwest.
Right, we did. Yeah.
So we've spent a lot of time together, haven't we?
We have.
Anything you want to say about that?
Oh, it's a great time. I look back on it. I call those the good old days, Brandon. We need to take the show on the road again. Everybody, don't you think Brandon should come to your hometown?
Been there, done that. 10 days, 10 cities and 10 nights in a motor coach with 3 kids and 3 dogs. Now, do you really want to do that?
Yeah.
No, not at my age. I've outgrown that.
I'm going to start a movement. Get Brandon back on the road.
Yeah. You do realize the last time we were on the road, we had Muslim Brotherhood, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa shut us down in 4 out of our 5 cities after we got on the road because they put terrorist threats against the buildings.
That's excitement.
That's exciting. Hey,
that proves we're doing something right.
That's true. Now, this is a former Marine you're talking to right here. So, my wife, you know, after we came off the road in 2018, stopped doing that. So we were doing that from 2003, went to get the motor coach, 2003 to 2018, we did that. Logan was 3 months old when we put him in a pack and play and hauled him all over the country. And now he's such a big boy back there running the whole show. Aren't you, Logan? How old are you now, Logan? 20? Wow, you seem like you're 30. How seems to be taking forever. You ought to be older than that by now. What were you 17 when I brought you on full time, right? Yeah, 17 when I brought him on full time. It seems like the last 3 years seems like a lifetime.
Yeah, he hasn't been the same since.
No, he hasn't been the same since, has he? So he was three months old. We packed him in with the other kids and started hitting the country. And my wife and I often say to each other, how did we do that? I said, we were younger. That's how we did that. And about 2 weeks ago, she said, you know what? I think we should go do that again. I said, have you lost your mind, woman? Do you remember what that's like, dumping the gray water and the black water? We won't talk about the black water. And then needing to get LP for the motor coach. And then something doesn't work and the hot water heater goes out and you're taking a cold shower. I said, you got to think back and remember. She's like, that was really, how did we do that? I said, again, we were younger. So those days have left. I think you just want to bring out your brand new fifth wheel and travel with us.
That'll work, yeah. And that's the weak link. If Melissa's on board, you're going on the road.
So you're gonna start working on that, huh? Yeah.
I know the angle to work now.
You know what states and cities she's gonna pick, don't you? You know right away where.
Illinois.
Yeah, why?
There are families from there. Yeah. Not Rockford.
Yes.
Yeah, Rockford. Is it Rockford? Yeah. Okay, all right, yeah. Okay.
And you know where else she's gonna pick she wants to travel to?
Florida.
Yeah, for sure. She'd like to do tour Florida for like 2 weeks straight in about February.
What about Wisconsin and Minnesota?
You would do all those.
Yeah, okay.
So So, all right, you're going to have to drive the motor coach. I'm done driving. I'm doing that anymore. Did I tell you the story where our tire blew out on Interstate 55 headed south in Arkansas? Went down into the ditch up the other side, going the wrong way on the interstate, and back down the other side. It was like I was waiting for the sound of crashing glass and hitting a semi. I mean, it was a miracle, a literal miracle. When we came back down into the median, which again, with the fact there was no guardrail there to flip us, that the thing wasn't that steep, we sat there for 20 minutes. They couldn't even find us, the state patrol. You know, when you don't need them, you can't find them. When you're speeding, they're right there. How is that, right?
That's how it works.
And so we're sitting there, and the dogs and everybody's like gone all over the motor coach, and we come to a complete stop. Literally there was a whew. Nobody could get up. Our legs were like rubber. Yeah. I mean, we all thought we were dead. Yeah. And finally, when the Arkansas State Trooper pulls up and he sees the tracks of the motor coach going down, up the other side, down the other way, because I thought going in, we were going to flip to the left. And then when it got up on the interstate, I was just cranking on that wheel to get it back down off the interstate on the other side. And then I thought we were going to flip to the right. And we stopped dead center. And I'm serious. I sat there in that coach and did not get up out of that seat for a minute or two because I was, whoo, it was a, I literally thought I'm going to hear the sound of breaking glass in any minute. And the things that go through your head, right, the last second, I'm going to hear the breaking glass and then I'm going to be dead because I'm going to hit a semi. Because you don't even have time to process what's in front of you. It was happening so quick. All I could think of was how to get it off that interstate on the other side. That state trooper pulls up. He goes, he looks at me. He says, well, I guess you need to change your britches, don't you? That was his first words. And then he said, I don't know how you kept that thing up. I said, I don't think I did. I think there was an angel there. He said, then he was just full of great news. He said, well, you do know if you'd flipped that thing, it would have been like an airplane crashing. All that fiberglass and everything would have been all over. It would have been like an airplane crash right here. Wow. I said, wow, yeah, you are a really motivational speaker. Yeah. So they called somebody out, they changed the tires, and we got on our way.
On your way.
Yeah.
You had places to be.
We had places to be. So anyway, now that we've gone down memory lane, yeah.
Times.
Yeah. How many of you watch Wes on my show? Yeah, there you go. All right. And then Chris, and Mike. So these are the three guys. Now, how many guys work at Swiss America?
50?
Yeah, about
50 of us. 50 brokers.
And you work in the CEO's office, right?
Yes.
Your teacher's pet, is that right?
That's exactly right. And I keep these two in line.
That's a full-time job. All right. So out of 50 people in the company, these are the only three that handle our accounts. Because we've been working together so long, I literally said, I only want these three people dealing with Worldview Weekend people. Is that true?
Very true.
So this is it. So when you call, you're going to deal with one of these three people. And Mike, you've been doing this how many years?
A little bit over 40.
40 years.
40 years. And you're an attorney by training, right?
Don't hold that against me.
We won't hold it against you. All right. So tell us what they need to get back there, because this fits with this CBDC we were just doing. What do they need to come back there and talk to you about and get?
Well, obviously, we're living in some very difficult, you know, turbulent times right now. Lots going on. Just come back and request some information. It's all about knowledge, getting the information, doing your homework, doing your due diligence. We don't expect people to call us and say, hey, Wes, Mike, Chris, I'm ready to buy gold and silver. This makes sense, but I have some questions, some concerns. Let's have a conversation and talk about it. We'll get you all that information you need, answer those questions, and if at the end of the process you decide, hey, this makes sense, it's something I need to do, we can do a great job of assisting you with that. And if you decide, it's really not for me, we'll thank you for your time, tell you if you ever change your mind, give us a call. And it doesn't cost you a penny or obligate you to anything to learn more.
And that's why I went with them after Michael Reagan introduced me. They're really only interested in education. If they can get the information in your hand, answer your questions, then you're likely to be a client. They're not interested in twisting your arm. They're all about education. So today, you're not selling anything. All you're doing today is giving them information. Let them go home, think about it, write down their questions, and then call back up and have a conversation, put gold into the IRA, explain the difference between bullion, fairly fresh, precious metals, or numismatic, 1933 and older? What's the rating system, MS61, MS62, MS63? What does all that mean? Am I going to go to the grocery store and use this when the power goes out? No, you're not. This is to be a hedge against inflation. We're not looking at it as, oh, I made money, because it's the dollar is really going down. This is just keeping up the cost of inflation and the products going up. So it's not about making money. It's about protecting your asset with a hedge. You hold on to it. You go through the crisis. We move into massive inflation, maybe hyperinflation. You're still holding. And then as they flip to this CBDC or whatever they're going to do, if we can't stop this, at that point, you have it in your control versus all under their thumb. If something comes up and you're like, I need a new car, a down payment on a car, whatever, I want to cash out $40,000, $50,000 of this or whatever, they then pack up that, insure it per your instructions, ship it back to you. You send them a check within 3 or 4 days. They put that in the bank, and then they turn around and spend that, and then they can draw down on that as they need it. But all along, it's been keeping up and not cratering to zero. It's been holding historically their purchasing power. Do I have that correct?
Correct. And the beauty about it is, you know, we go to this digital currency that everybody's concerned about. You can kiss all privacy goodbye. And our clients that have physical gold and silver, you convert it as you need it. So you don't lay all your cards on the table at once. We go to this new system, they're gonna have a conversion rate, and you might call and say, Wes, we need 3 or 4 months worth of this new money to pay our bills. We would say, okay, based on the conversion, I need you to send me these products. We cut a check based on that currency we're dealing in at the time, and you still have some in your private nest egg that nobody knows about. And you know, I just want to say something too. Obviously, there are a lot of other gold companies out there. You can't listen to conservative TV or watch conservative TV or listen to radio without seeing a gold company. And what I think separates our company from the competition out there, besides our longevity, you would have to look long and hard to find a company that's been around as long as we have.
41 years.
But we fully educate our clients. A lot of these companies, they get people on board about gold and silver, and then they want to be the expert and tell you what to buy. And unfortunately, the way some of these companies determine that is when you're ready to buy, they simply pull up their inventory, take a look, see what they currently have too much of, that their sales manager is probably giving them an incentive to move and get rid of, and that's going to be the greatest product there is you should buy. And the thing is, not all gold and silver is created equal. Some products generate a 1099 to the IRS. Some products are private. We give you all that information and explain it. So based on your concerns and what you're trying to accomplish, you can tell us what products make the most sense to you. We're not going to pick them for you. And we say, okay, if that's what you're interested in, let's talk about those. Here's the pricing. You know, we can give you opinions. Here's what most people are doing and why. But it's going to be a portfolio that you're involved in designing and creating for your needs. So make sure you get that full education. If you ever are talking to another company and right away they're just mentioning a product to you, you need to start asking some questions. And there are specific questions. Unfortunately, most people, because we're working and raising our families and taking care of the kids and everything, we don't have time to dive in and do a ton of research on our own. And most people don't know the right questions to answer. Even if you're not asking the right questions, we're going to give you all the answers and information you need. So that's just very important, because everything's not equal. There are some differences. But this is a lot less complicated than investing in stocks and mutual funds, where there are thousands of choices. There are some key things you need to know, but it's like walking down a path and you come to a dead end. And you go, do I go left and buy bullion, or do I go right and buy numismatics? And you're going to be the one to determine if you want to go left or right, and then we focus on those products.
And then you, of course, roll it to IRA and actually have the physical in a vault in Delaware.
Correct. And there are people out there that think, well, if I don't have it in my hand, I don't own it, which I get that. I'd much rather have the metal in my hands. But with a retirement account, the only way to get the metal in your hands is to liquidate that retirement account and pay the taxes. And if you're under 59 and a half, pay the additional 10% penalty. The IRA, there's a trust company involved. They're the paperwork people. To sum them up in one word, they're the snitch to the IRS. They let the IRS know when you put money in. They let the IRS know when you take money out. We will not store your gold and silver for you. You should never do business with a company that offers to store your gold and silver. That is a big conflict of interest. There's a company that's all they specialize in is the storage of precious metals. We ship physical metal to them. They check it in. They verify it. They make sure it's authentic. It sits in that vault with your name on it. While it sits there, it's fully insured through Lloyd's of London, the largest insurance provider in the world. So if that place were to burn to the ground or get robbed, they will write you a check to replace it. At any time, you could request that metal be sent to you. That would be a taxable event. You could request to sell it. You don't have to ship us anything. It's there at Delaware. We sell it. We cut you a check. Both of those scenarios would be taxable events. When you have a retirement account, Uncle Sam is going to follow you around. You could be 100 years old. You take $20 out of there, they're there to tax you, you know? And the nice thing about savings, if you're sitting on savings and that money's in the bank and it's not working for you, it's working for the bank, you know, keep an emergency fund. I always tell people on the show, Brandon, keep 3 to 6 months of living expenses in cash at home, you know, outside of the bank. Because if we wake up Monday morning and something's happened and ATMs aren't working and the banks are closed, most people couldn't come up with $250 without borrowing it from somebody because they don't carry cash. Keep some cash at home. These banks are still in big trouble. And, you know, that's all I got to say pretty much.
Well, you guys, you ran out of gas. Well, that's great. I think you can understand these guys know what they're doing. They've been around a long time. And like I said, we have a 16-year track record with them. The thing that's impressive to me is they actually show up at our events. Because if we've been working with them 16 years and people weren't happy, they wouldn't be showing their faces here, right? And yet they do show their faces here. And many of you sitting here have already done business with them. And again, I've done business with them for years, as well as many of my friends. So I highly recommend them to you. They've been sponsoring my shows and broadcasting conferences for years. And in some of the cases, we were doing those free rallies. We had to rent the ballrooms and to travel. Without sponsorships like these guys cutting checks to us to help us as sponsors, we wouldn't have been able to do free events. So that's because their CEO agrees with what we're doing. Their CEO is a very committed Christian. He agrees with what we're doing. He likes what we do. So it's a perfect relationship for us because they've treated our people well, they've treated me well, and they also agree with what we're doing. So I highly recommend this company. And like I said, they came to me through Michael Reagan, which to me said a lot as well. So thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Appreciate your being here. Thank you, guys. Thank you.